Well, sure, a blessing to be with everybody, and I'm kind of, my heart is kind of overwhelmed. I'm in a room here with 15 believers, and I hugged a bunch of them, and you know, we haven't been doing that so much lately, because we've been separated, isolated quite a bit, so it was really sweet to be able to do some hugging and seeing everybody together, and it's been quite a year when you think about what came down in last year, 2020, in February, and then in March, when things were dictated by the government, how we needed to act, and for the most part, we had to be isolated. And so that kind of put a burden on fellowship, my goodness, because we're so used to getting together and getting into the Word and loving each other. So for me, at that time in March, a year ago, I got up in the middle of the night, just went out in the living room and prayed to the Father, and it became very clear what we needed to do. And that was to do these conference call fellowships. And so on a Saturday morning, March 21st, 2020, we started the conference call fellowships. And we did them two a day, in the morning and in the evening. And it was wonderful. It was great that we were able to reach out to so many believers, not only locally, but around the state and around the country, and eventually reaching out into other countries around the world. And in those early times, we had people from the East Coast calling in quite a bit, because with the time frame, the morning fellowship really worked for them. So as we worked through the process of doing these fellowships, obviously it was wonderful to have Barney involved, because he knew how to put together some of the details so that we could have an efficient operation, so it would be a blessing for everybody. And then, of course, Jan was involved in also putting the teachings on our website and on Facebook so that they would be available. And it was really wonderful to see the response from people, not only that we're on the conference call fellowships, but we're able to go to Facebook and listen to the teachings. Our brother Anthony Sotwa in Kenya listens to every one of those, and he always has a little remark. And very thankful to have the Word of God available like that. And, of course, I think Allison in England, she was certainly blessed, and got a wonderful saint, Norma, and Tijuana that is faithfully calls in and is really blessed with having that opportunity to be together. We couldn't hug each other, but we were blessed to hear their smile as we would greet each other and say goodbye. So I sent out a blessed net after about a month or so, well, maybe 3 weeks, because what we did in April, we went down to one a day, so and that worked wonderful. But I sent out an email to make it available to as many people as we could reach out to. And part of what I said was this: the devil may not like us meeting every day, but he only has himself to blame for causing this pandemic. I think what we saw was that we were fellowshipping more than we normally do, you know, hearing more of God's Word on a daily basis in those early times. I went on to say, we are daily refreshing ourselves with dynamic teachings of God's Word, hearing manifestations of tongues of interpretation and prophecy, and listening to our fellow believers greet and sign off with each other. And just to have those manifestations, if we just did that, it would be worth having these conference call fellowships. So Eventually, we went to 4 fellowships a week. And so Al and Shanti Segovia were hosting the Monday, every other Monday. And then we took the other Monday, Barney or myself. And then, of course, Jeannie and I, we did the Wednesday fellowships, hosted those. And Barney and Vicki hosted the Thursday fellowships. And then we did the 10:30 morning Sunday fellowships together. So it was quite a wonderful opportunity for us to reach out to the believers. And so we did some checking up on the stats. You know, what are the statistics here? So we've done 236 fellowships since that time. And 224 of them were recorded. The teachings have been recorded. Guess how many teachers, different teachers, we have had teach God's word on this? Any guesses? 12. 12? 40 is the answer. You got it right. Yeah, 40 different teachers have participated. Pretty good. And I thought it would be a blessing to share that first fellowship. And during that first fellowship, I shared from Psalm 18:2. And I said, it's vital that we take God at his word. He says what he means and means what he says. If he says he is our rock, then he is. If he says he's our fortress, then he is. He says he's our deliverer, then he is, isn't he? And we take God at his word. And that's the heart of our fellowship, is God's word. Like Vicki was so blessed and excited and realizing we have the integrity and accuracy of God's word before us. And these are the words of life. Of all the knowledge that is available in our crazy world, there's nothing like the accurate knowledge of God's word. You can't beat it. You know, it says in Psalms 18:1, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. We love God because he's our strength. And that strength is a holding fast. He just holds fast. We are protected, and he holds us fast. And then it goes on in verse 2, and God talks about his qualities. And there are 8 things about the Lord that gives us strength to hold fast. First was my rock. He's our rock. And then it goes on to say he's our fortress. And then he goes on to say he's our deliverer. And he's my God Almighty. He's my strength. He's my buckler. He's my horn of salvation. He is my high tower. He's all of that to us, our Heavenly Father. And what a blessing, what a realization that we know our Father, and he has these attributes and qualities that we can rely on and trust in. So, first thing was that let's get pointed to the Father and who he is. Let's recognize that first and foremost. And then that night, I shared about who we are in light of taking on the challenge of this COVID-19, and that we take it on not with fear, because it was fear that was inundating everybody's lives, and they didn't know what to expect. This thing was going wild, and we didn't know what was going to happen and how bad it would be, and everybody was freaked out. But we didn't need to be freaked out, did we? We know who our Father is, all these wonderful qualities and attributes, but we also know who we are. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. So we tap into that. We tap into that. And as Philippians says in 4:6, be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known. Mm-hmm. And what's the result of doing that? Not being anxious, but going to the Father in prayer. And the peace of God, the peace of God which passes all understanding. We don't understand what's going on a lot, but the peace of God will go beyond our understanding and shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Isn't that a great verse to remember? So that kind of started things off with the conference call fellowships, and I'm sure we'll continue to do these, and I'm looking forward to the time we can do more fellowships where we're physically together. I love hugging the believers, being together, seeing everybody, and we're looking to do a resurrection fellowship April 4th at Point Loma Assembly, so we'll get some details out for the folks locally and anybody else that wants to fly in or be a part of it. But we'll hook up the conference call fellowship to do that as well. I know Jeannie has been receiving some communication about what the fellowship has meant to different folks that have been on the conference call fellowship, and I know she has some things to share. So, Jeannie?
Sure. Thank you. These have been exciting times for us to encourage and share God's word. And the opportunity to teach has been a real blessing, I think, for all of us. I remember in the beginning someone asked, how do you deal with all the negative thoughts and fears people are communicating? I remember saying, actually, I've been surrounded by the Word of God spoken, believed, and in prayer, and I choose to think that on these things and to pray expecting God to fulfill His Word. And that has given me peace. Mm-hmm. So I've learned over time that if I start looking at the news instead of the good news, I become more anxious and forget the shelter of His wings. So I try not to go there. And I encourage all of us to do that. It's very simple to hear some news. You just turn your computer on and here it is. But it's not the truth. We go to the truth. We live by the truth. And we have that peace. And no government can ever give us that peace. And we have the hope of Christ's return. We've had the opportunity to spend an average of 4 hours a week with our grandkids, which we couldn't have done before. Sharing the good news with them. Bob reads the Bible with them. I have books and videos on heroes of faith that we've gone through. Even play bingo. But we have four grandkids who are boys who are up in the Bay Area. And we have our time, an hour, with each family. And it's been really exciting. And I encourage you, too, to continue to reach out to those around you. We play bingo, even watch. I have a video on the Bible with Lego characters. And it is too cute. And my oldest grandson said, Grandma, you can't get any better than this because two favorite things I love are the Bible and Legos. He's 10 years old. And it's just too cute when you see Adam coming out of the dirt in this Lego character. It's just adorable. But there's so much out there. And but God's word needs to be at the center. We are very thankful for all of you who have joined us and share the good news with those you love and are in contact with. I'd like to share a few one-liners from emails we have received over the year. That was an awesome fellowship tonight. I was blessed to participate more than you know. I just wanted to say a huge thank you for hosting the Conference Call Fellowship. Being on the call really has and such a wonderful blessing. With my church closed, it makes fellowshipping with you all the sweeter and needed. See you guys on the call again tonight. As Bob says, hear your smile. These fellowships are an answer to our prayers, and we are grateful. That was a great teaching tonight. Thanks. The way God has worked today is blowing my mind in a good way. I can't wait for the conference call fellowships each night as I hunger for the Word of God and fellowship. We've also provided prayer for many who we have connected with. Finally, I want to share part of an email Trisha Fonda sent us. And I started highlighting it, and then I realized I might as well share it all. she said, thank you for starting the conference call fellowship. During these unsettling times when we can't be together physically, I find myself making sure I'm on my phone calling the conference number at the appointed times. And I know that's true for many believers. What has come to my mind is an image of people sitting around their radios listening to the fireside chat by President Franklin D. Roosevelt. Mm-hmm. I've seen pictures and watched movies that include such scenes. So I decided to Google fireside chats to learn more about them. Fireside chats are defined as a series of radio broadcasts made by President Franklin Delano Roosevelt to the nation beginning in 1933. They continued until 1944, which included the years of the Great Depression of the 1930s and World War II, 1939 to 1945. That was about 16 years, and I'm thinking we will probably continue conference call fellowships until the Lord returns, so I think we'll meet him. These were also unsettling times for the American people. They went through economic hardship and a physical war. We are faced with economic hardship and a war with an invisible enemy. There's nothing new under the sun. The devil just reuses his tricks and ploys from the past. Another quote, President Roosevelt used fireside chats throughout his presidency to address the fears and concerns of the American people, as well as to inform them of the positions and actions taken by the U.S. government. Millions of people found comfort and renewed confidence in these speeches. I thought the conference call fellowship is our spiritual fireside chat. These spiritual fireside chats also address fears and concerns and point out positions and actions, but all from the perspective of our Heavenly Father. Being reminded and encouraged by the truth of God's Word, of His love, peace, mercy, grace, our identification in Christ, His protection, His power, His faithfulness, the position of the evil one under our feet, and on has brought us comfort and a renewed confidence that nothing is too hard for our God and Father. Thank you again for walking with God to put this together. So, thank you, Trisha, for certainly summarizing what God has put on all of our hearts. And
well, wonderful. So we'll see what God has ahead for us to continue to do, and sure thankful for all the believers, their love and participation. So many of you, as I mentioned, taught and have taught, and will probably secure your services in the future as time goes on. So let's continue to fellowship. There's nothing like fellowship with our Father and with one another as believers. And we'll see what God has for us in the future, huh, Barney?
Amen, Bob. Amen.